proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me on today's program. In the book of Psalms, chapter 137, this passage reminds us of a difficult time that the Jewish people faced as they were taken captive to Babylon. Most scholars believe that the first of the three exiles happened in 605 BC, culminating with the destruction of the Temple of Solomon in the year 586 BC. Among those taken to Babylon were Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Of course, these names are familiar to us, and these young men were brought there to serve in the government in the society of King Nebuchadnezzar. This new life came with several challenges. The unknown psalmist who penned this beautiful passage describes a desperate heart of the Jewish people in Babylon. The passage reads, beginning in verse 1, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. From there they carried us away captive, required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" Sometimes it's hard to imagine ourselves in such a predicament. The biblical stories and characters seem distant at times as we try to put our feet in their sandals, so to speak. If you get to travel to Israel in the near future, you can have the opportunity to understand this passage even better. At the Bible Lands Museum in Jerusalem, a very special exhibit was opened to the public entitled By the Rivers of Babylon. This unique exhibit brings the Bible to life as visitors see firsthand what life was like for the Jewish people during the Babylonian exile. In fact, I will say this, that prior to this discovery of these artifacts that are on display, there was actually not a whole lot known about the real life, day-to-day life of the Jewish people that lived there during the Babylonian exile. Now, some of the items on display are arrowheads that were used in the Battle of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. Other original items that are on display for the first time are over 100 legal and business transactions that were written just 15 years into the time of the exile. These tablets were discovered and are written in the Akkadian language in cuneiform on clay tablets. Some of these tablets contain Jewish names that are still used by Jewish families today, including the familiar name Netanyahu. Dr. Philip Vukasavovich, the curator of the exhibit, commented, saying, quote, "It puts a face on the real people who went through these fateful events," unquote. One thing that we can appreciate from this special exhibit at the Bible Lands Museum is that even though Jewish people were in captivity, they still maintained their identity as Jewish people. They kept their hope and focus on Jerusalem, even though their homeland lay in ruins. Even today, the Jewish people refer to this time of exile as well as the destruction of the Second Temple during traditional Jewish wedding ceremonies that take place. At the close of the ceremony, traditionally the groom will stomp his foot on a glass cup as the words from Psalm 137 verses 5 and 6 are quoted, "If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy." After 70 years of exile, Cyrus, the Persian king, granted permission for the Jews to return to Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple. Now understand, God is in control of world events and world leaders. Even when times seem dark, as it did for the Jews in Babylon, as believers, we must live in such a way that shows that even though we are in the world, we are not of the world. As Daniel himself saw a glimpse of the future from God, he persevered in his faith in God. God's way is best, and he calls us to live a life with an understanding of where our true home really is. As the song says, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through." With this in mind, let's live as citizens of that heavenly world. Thank you again for joining me on today's program. I hope this has been a blessing to you. Tune in next time as we'll discover more things about what's going on in the land of Israel and how it relates to Let the Bible Come Alive.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.